Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Welcome again to another Mach 1 Market Moment. We're here once again. Kyle Alexander, I'm Steve Gramsci. Kyle's our financial coach and retirement income planning specialist with the Mach 1 Financial Group. We are serving Northwest Arkansas, and we're glad that you have joined us for another discussion as we talk today about your decision-making process. Kyle, nice to have you back again.
Hey, Steve. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
All right. The Wizard of Wealth, please answer my questions. It's important to think about exactly how you're making decisions about your finances. Nobody would dispute that, I don't think. Let's find out, though, why some people procrastinate, why some folks get paralyzed from information overload, and why some others of us struggle to make any decision at all. So, Kyle, when you see people who have a difficult time making financial decisions, what, in your experience, are the reasons that usually cause them to have that kind of trouble?
There's a lot of complicated things to consider when it comes to making financial decisions that impact retirement. And I think the challenge for most people is what causes the most trouble is just information overload sometimes. Fear is another one, because they fear the unknown. They don't understand these concepts, these topics. They don't have a good command of them. There's a lot of noise out there from the federal government about what you can and can't do, the IRS code around retirement and some of the many different ways that you have saved retirement in a Roth or traditional IRA, 401k, 503b, whatever it is, right? So I think the issue here is pretty simple. People have a difficult time making financial decisions because they just don't have confidence that they can do it themselves, right? And I think that's a huge problem for people. And the other thing is fear. And you fear the unknown, you don't have the answers, and you just do nothing. And always remember, I think Yogi Berra said this, or somebody like that, memory serves, if you're not making a decision, you just made one.
Isn't that the truth? And sometimes they're hard to go back and change your mind on those types of decisions.
That's the truth, man.
Because you don't know what you didn't make, right?
That's right. That's right.
So I'll bet you have an example you can give me with this question that I have for you, Mr. Alexander. What are the dangers of not gathering enough information before making a financial decision?
You know, fortunately, most of the time, when people come in our office, they have an idea in mind of what they want to achieve. And we're there for checks and balances. So we catch a lot of things that maybe they haven't thought of. Maybe they didn't think to ask the question. Maybe they did think to ask the question. And that's good, too. So recently, I was talking to a good friend of mine who is also, a client. And he is actually thinking about retiring, but he's not quite there yet. He's already passed RMD age, but he's still working so he can make 401k contributions into his 401k and not have to withdraw them yet, as long as he's still working. So he's not having to pay taxes on those RMDs that he's contributing into his 401k. Well, guess what? His idea was that he wanted to go ahead and roll over most of his 401k to us to manage so he could get a better rate of return, have more control, have more options for him, certainly less risky options in the investment arena. And when we started having dialogue about it, we quickly discovered that, yeah, doing that's not a great idea because he's not ready to pay RMDs on that, doesn't have to pay RMDs on that money. And on top of that, he is reticent to do so, and he wants to continue to pile those funds away. So with that being said, I would say that it's probably something that he wasn't aware of. And once you get education, you can make a better decision. So that's the danger of not having enough information before you make a financial decision.
So Kyle, you mentioned the acronym. If you might tell our new listeners what an RMD stands for.
Oh yeah, that's a great question, Steve. It is called a required minimum distribution. It is one of those things that the IRS wants you to pay on all of your qualified funds, meaning retirement funds, that you were able to defer taxes on for the period of time you were working. And so once you retire at age 70 and a half, There's some formula to, of course, knowing when you need to turn on your RMD, which we can go into at another time. But nevertheless, you need to start taking money out when you reach 70 and a half and start paying taxes on that money that you withdraw from your traditional IRA, rollover IRA, 401k, once you stop working. And so government standard will, you know, give you a pass. They want that tax dollar on every one of those dollars you put into those qualified accounts, unless it was a Roth IRA or some other non-taxable qualified retirement option.
So there you go. Next time you hear Coach Kyle talk about RMDs, you'll remember that it's required minimum distributions. As we were just talking about the dangers of not gathering enough information. So let's flip that coin, Kyle, and talk about dangers of gathering too much before making a financial decision.
Yeah, there is something called paralysis by analysis, right? I mean, I've actually seen some clients come in here and we give them information. They ask a lot of questions. We give them all the answers to the questions they've asked, and then they continue to dig, right? And then they want to know every angle. They want to make sure that no stone has been left unturned. And so they spend a lot of time trying to dig into the detail of everything. And while that's good to a point, there comes a time in which too much information can prevent you from making any decision at all. And as I mentioned earlier, no decision is a decision, right? It is something that will impact you. No action is an action. It is something that could come back to haunt you, right? So anyway, these are things that we talk about. But, you know, I would say that most of the time, people get paralysis by analysis because of fear. And it's the same reaction that they have to actually not taking any action at all because of fear. They don't even do the research. They just rather stick their head in the sand. And either way it goes, that's bad news. So the thing that can really help a person is if they want to reach out and ask people that they trust. They don't necessarily have to reach out to a financial advisor, but of course they can ask a fiduciary these questions. Encourage that. But nevertheless, they might have friends that are in retirement that have been successful. And they might get some general summary guidance from them on some of the key steps they need to take. And one thing we don't want people to do is to spend a lot of time researching about all the different investments, REITs versus fixed index annuities versus variable annuities versus ETFs versus mutual funds and blah, 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 and all of those different things, and get so stuck on all of the options that they just can't see the forest for the trees. And so there you go. I mean, that's one of the things that I would encourage people to do is boil it down into some actionable steps. Come up with the things that you want to achieve in your retirement with your retirement income, and then sit down and make a plan. And ultimately, I think that's going to make a huge difference. And avoid that paralysis by analysis, because again, you know, there's so much data out there, and you can get sucked into the internet, sucked into interviewing advisors over and over and asking all these difficult questions. That's good. But at some point, set a goal in mind, a date in which you're going to make a decision based on the information you have, and make the best decision you can with the information that's available.
Yeah, and there's so much information that contradicts other information that you could be pulling your hair out. It's just so much simpler to pick up the phone, make the call, and find somebody that you trust to give you the right answers. With a couple of minutes that we have left to wrap up the decision-making process today, Kyle, let's address the procrastinators out there. What are some tips to help them make a decision and move forward with their lives?
Yeah, I'll give you two tips. One, if you're procrastinating now and you're 45, stop, sit down, talk to your spouse. Have some really serious dialogue about what you see as your retirement and what that looks like and what kind of life you want to live. And then sit down and write just a handful of goals about what you see your retirement as and what that looks like to you. Second thing I would say is once that's complete, take that plan to someone you trust that is older than you, that has already entered retirement, and talk to them about how they achieved their retirement goals, what they did to get there, and share with them perhaps some of your goals and see if they can provide some wisdom about that to you. It could be a parent, could be a grandparent, could be a trusted mentor at work or in church and have that dialogue with them and see if they can give you some tips. My thought is they'll give you a couple of ideas around how to take control of your finances. Maybe you go to Financial Peace University. Maybe you understand more about budgeting. Maybe you understand more about how to invest. So you start asking the right questions. I highly recommend for those of you who are in your, you know, early 40s, even late 30s, to start attending courses like that with your spouse and understand the impact of finances, budgeting, and planning for your future. And I think it'll be well worth your time. I don't always agree with everything the folks at Financial Peace have to say, but they have some excellent basic advice that's worth hearing. And on top of that, I would say the Financial Peace University structure that you hear about on the radio and other things, you know, they're trying to suit all people from all walks of life. And, you know, that advice isn't necessarily good for everyone to take verbatim. There are pieces of that puzzle that are unique to you, and you'll need special individual tweaking on some of those pieces of advice. So make sure whatever you do is done specifically for you and your individual needs, both now and in the future.
Well, that leads us into closing up this portion of the program today. And I thank you, Kyle, so much for that. And if we heed the advice that Mr. Alexander and the Mach 1 Financial Group are giving, we'll make the call to put it in writing, 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100 to have your consultation. Now, information, we just talked about information and decision making. You can have too much. You can have too little. And you can have just right. But the chances of having just right are so much better, percentage-wise, because you put it in writing. Otherwise, it's a risk and a crapshoot. So put it in writing by calling 479-876-2100. That's the Mach 1 Financial Group. Waiting on you at 479-876-2100. Serving Northwest Arkansas, our financial coach has done it again. On behalf of Kyle Alexander, I'm Steve Gramsci, and we thank you so much for joining us on the Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.